The Massachusetts Gaming Commission staff is recommending that MGM be allowed to proceed with its casino bid as long as it deals with certain issues, including questions about a former MGM board member who was indicted and convicted of wiretapping, and even after the indictment, continued to advise MGM executives and attend board meetings. Stephen Crosby, chair of the Gaming Commission, says MGM's past mistakes won't necessarily disqualify it from winning a casino license.
We have looked into many things that have gone on before, and really the issue is how does the company deal with them? So, yes, we have sort of a presumption to move on if we get that kind of confidence about the way people have fixed the problem.
Current MGM board member Roland Hernandez acknowledged errors in judgment.
We absolutely recognize the severity of it. There were lapses. We don't disagree that there were lapses.
MGM also answered questions about the company's business practices at its casino resort in Macau and compliance with the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.